And as always on Tuesday evenings at this time, I'm joined by my husband, Brad Bednar, for another round of Date Night, where we take a look at all of the cool dating activities happening around the community, and we try them out. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I made up that description right on the spot. Was that accurate?
Nobody could
I'm
tell.
I'm sure no one could tell. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely,
We do fun stuff, and then we come on the air and talk about it.
Yeah, we do fun stuff when we're here in
when
the triangle.
When we're here, yeah. We haven't been able to do too much fun stuff recently because you've been out of town, but you're back now.
I'm
so
back
it's all
now.
Good.
I feel like in a couple more days I'll have my feet under me.
I know, right?
It's exciting being a being a consultant at I think the appropriate like radio language is a local triangle based software consultancy specializing in cloud based.
What swear word did you edit out to make it radio friendly?
I don't know, but like I gather from having listened to the radio a lot, you're not allowed to actually say the name of the company you work for. Instead, you just talk about it in oblique terms.
We sell
cloud-based business management solutions and help make things better.
This is why you're not allowed to say the name of the company.
After that glowing recommendation.
Yeah, right. So you're back now. And we're enjoying getting back to doing fun date night stuff. We went to the Oak on Saturday,
which
is our favorite place in Raleigh.
That is our, oh my God, I've been on the road for 2 weeks. And nothing will make me feel better than small plates and a mountain of old fashions.
I'm glad we have an, oh my God, I've been out on the road for 2 weeks and nothing will make me happier than small plates and a mountain of old fashions place.
I think everybody who's been with someone for long enough or lived somewhere long enough has an, oh my God, I've been out of town for 2 weeks and I desperately need a mountain of old fashions. Small plates optional.
Uh-huh. So that's a good place.
That is a great place. Yeah. Unfortunately, we got in relatively quick because there was a show, the Old Crow Medicine Show at the Museum of Art.
Yeah.
And
so it was super crowded. It was a whole bunch of Old Crow Medicine Show fans who were also enjoying small plates and drinks.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew that
apparently Old Crow Medicine Show's fan base lends itself to also enjoying small plates.
Yeah, and old fashions by the score.
Old fashions before the Old Crow Medicine Show.
There you go, yeah.
That sounds about right. Okay, so we're talking date night, and we're talking like dating activities, and we're thinking about like what to talk about this week, and one of the kind of the things underlying the top story in the news this week, which is the most recent Klan rally in this case in Hillsborough, but there have been several, in this case, a Klan demonstration, pro-Confederate demonstrations, Confederate flaggers walking up and down the streets in downtown Hillsborough. And that's problematic for many, many, many reasons. And you've got the police involved and town officials responding and community members coming out and counter-demonstrating. We've been covering all of that. It also has an impact on businesses in downtown Hillsborough because people don't want to go downtown when there's going to be a whole bunch of Confederate protesters or Klan demonstrators on the street. So we wanted to talk about how we can have a date night in Hillsborough and support those businesses. So
I almost have two tacks for this. I think one is, like, this is a great excuse for me to use my bully pulpit of a microphone over here to convince you that we should go to all the places in Hillsborough that I haven't been yet.
That's fine. You don't actually need that to convince me that
no,
much.
No, everybody. I just want everybody to know. I don't often get a chance to bully Aaron around.
Yes, you do.
But now that I've got my little corner here at 5:30, I can use this to bludgeon you into going to some Hillsborough places that I haven't been yet.
Such as
Wooden Nickel.
I've never been to
Wooden Nickel because they're so popular that we go there, that we go to all the other very popular places in Hillsborough, but that have a slightly shorter wait.
It's the Yogi Berra problem. Nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded. We've tried Wooden Nickel a couple of times,
and every time
there's like this insane wait to get in, which is fantastic for the Wooden Nickel, and also for the many other restaurants around Hillsborough that were like, oh, well, we can just go down the road and get right in.
Yeah, so I could
5 minutes.
Talk about all the other great places that are around the Wooden Nickel, and I will.
Yes.
But like, I definitely think we need to have a Wooden Nickel
All right, well, you need to plan an entire date night based on places in Hillsborough that you've not been to. So we start at the Wooden Nickel and then go where?
Oh, man. So we're starting at the wooden nickel. I think that's...
Or we can end at the wooden nickel.
I've always started checking all the places off. We tried to go not too recently to the House of Gatewood.
House of Gatewood, which...
And they were closed for that 1 week for their summer vacation.
Yeah, the 1 week that we were there, they were closed. So we've got to go back to that because I've heard nothing but good things.
And beyond that, I think I've ticked off like most, or checked off, maybe not ticked off, most of the places in Hillsboro.
Well, you know.
You mean a little of A, little of B.
Individual people, yeah.
And then you get to go back to all your favorites, but, you know, definitely like Wooden Nickel, which I feel like iconic might work as a word.
I think that's accurate,
because everybody talks about it.
And I think the cool thing about Wooden Nickel is that unlike several other places in the area that we could mention and that you might already know what I'm thinking
of. I'm already there. This is going to be another rant that I did, I think, last week, too. But go ahead. Get us there.
Wooden Nickel is a place that picked up and moved from one location to another. And in this particular case, did not sacrifice any of its charm or cred or anything else. And so has not lost any business.
It's a good lesson that you can move from your quieter, darker, like more like risky location to a place down the way that's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Still has all that same
still
charm.
Still has the same ambiance, I think.
Yeah. And then ambience. they don't shut down, so you can't get your Jack Ruby pizza there anymore, Peppers.
Every week. I wasn't referring
week.
To any particular place in particular, but since you brought it up last week.
Might as well bring it up again. It's great they've got a bigger space, and I think one of these days we'll leave our safe little comfortable spot in Durham and swing by Hillsboro and actually wait out the wait at Wooden Nickel.
I also like the idea of going to Hillsboro and doing date night. One of our friends, Sylvia, has been asking us to do an adventure episode of date night where we go and do like adventurous, I don't know, outdoor activities and physical
things.
Which is really more of a Sylvia thing
than an us thing.
I think. But there are several really cool outdoor adventure-y things that you can do in Hillsboro, and one that you and I have done is hiked Okanichi Mountain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. You can even go and see, there's the, our friend Kit was in a theater troupe that did things out there in the woods right near the Riverwalk.
And you can go and
see that and then go walk along the water for a ways. If you walk far enough, you're going to hit like the north end and you can go to Hillsboro Barbecue and like resustain yourself.
Yeah.
If you're not too afraid of walking up a ways and then walking down the street a bit.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can do a river walk, and unfortunately that cool stick sculpture isn't there anymore.
Right. But it was always meant to be temporary.
The rest of River Walk is there. It's awesome. You can go to the other end, the east end, where the historic speedway is and walk around that. You can go to Airmount and tour the house if you want, but there's also the Poets Walk behind it. So if you're a little bit less adventurous and you don't want to hike up a big hill, but you want to do a walk, there's the Poets Walk, there's River Walk. It's scenic and cool.
I thought you were going to say if you wanted to be adventurous in Hillsboro, you could just wait until like the next like Klan rally or Confederate rally and go up there anyway to support the local businesses and, you know, dodge the vitriol being thrown out
or yell back
whoever's
at them.
There. Yeah.
So all of that and like lots of other cool places to go in downtown Hillsboro as well. What are your favorites?
Oh gosh. I'm a big fan of KSB right now or King Street
Yonder.
Bar or Yonder, or. It's a real cool place. I think we went there like the first week they opened and like we tend to swing by now because the bar is great and it's a cool, quiet, comfortable place to go. A place that I'm surprised I like as much as I do, cause I'm super big hipster, and a little bougie, is Hot Tin Roof.
Oh yeah.
Right down the way because it is,
that's a fun place.
It's real fun. It's real fun. Like great draft beer selection, nice, comfortable place to go and listen to music or just hang out in general.
Yeah.
Especially now that like we're starting to get nice days outside where it's not 500 degrees, in the shade.
Yeah. And Hillsboro's also got like a whole bunch, like a really high concentration of great restaurants that are just within a stone's throw of each other. There's downtown. We already mentioned the Wooden Nickel. Mm-hmm. James Pharmacy is good. Panchudo might be in the conversation for best restaurant
in
the Triangle.
It might be the best restaurant in the Triangle.
Just in terms of sheer quality. But Saratoga Grill, Antonia's.
We stop at Antonia's on the way back from Michigan.
Yeah, that's right.
Driving down, like we're like, oh man, we're going through Hillsboro. Like, what's what's going to make us feel better after being in the car for 10 hours and taking that accidental 50-minute detour in Ohio because they don't mark their roads.
That was not a 50-minute detour.
It felt like a 50-minute detour.
It was a perfectly fine detour. But we went to Antonio's, and that was fantastic. And then in West Hillsboro, you've got Hillsboro Barbecue, which is in the conversation for best barbecue in the Triangle as well. There might not even be a conversation at that point.
There might not be at this point.
There's a lot of really good places, but Hillsboro Barbecue is really high up there.
But yeah, I mean, it's nice that you can walk from place to place, right? Like, you can get downtown and kind of decide what you want to do, and everything's right there by each other. Mm-hmm. You want pizza, you can swing by Radius and, sit down and grab pizza. You want a couple extra drinks, like, go to KSB and Hot Tin Roof and the Wooden Nickel.
And then
cap off the trip at Weaver Street where you get something to take home with you.
Exactly, because you didn't get enough in downtown Hillsboro.
I think you can never get enough in downtown Hillsboro.
Actually, if you really want to push back against the demonstrators, cap off the evening at Matthew's Chocolates and pick up some chocolates there. That's a good thing to take home with you as well. Yeah, awesome. That is date night. Brad Bednar, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.